Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at a narration from Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from amongst the signs of Qiyamah, from amongst the signs that indicate that the last hour is drawing close, you will see barefoot, naked, destitute herdsmen of sheep compete with each other in the construction of tall buildings. So people who are barefoot, naked, destitute, who are herding cattle, they are competing with each other in the construction of tall buildings. What could this mean? Scholars have given different views. I'm just going to touch on one or two. One, it would mean that a person has very little in life. You know, you're barefoot, you're naked, meaning you have very little clothing, you're destitute, yet you're competing in your hopes and aspirations. I'm going to have a car like this. I'm going to have a house like that. I want this. I want that. I want that. Meaning that as we get closer to Qiyamah, people will get more greedy. People will become more ambitious. And their ambitions will be unrealistic. Their greed will be much beyond what they can achieve. That could be one thing. And that is not a healthy thing, because otherwise you don't enjoy what you have currently. And your greed will lead you to things which are incorrect, which are dishonest, which will have catastrophic consequences for you and for others. Because when people want to get to the top quickly, and they're very low down in terms of their material standing, in terms of their wealth standing, then they start to cut corners, and then they start to do things which they feel they need to do in order to be able to achieve a particular position. So that's the one aspect perhaps which we can draw from here, that keep your ambitions in check. On the one extreme is to have no ambition, worldly or otherwise. Spiritually, of course, we understand you have to be very ambitious, and you compete with each other, fastabiqul khayrat, in the doing of good. But even from a material sense, Islam doesn't say you must be mediocre. Islam doesn't say that you mustn't have goals and targets, so that you can't have a bucket list, but it must be for the right reasons, and it must be within proportion, and it must be realistic. It must not be in a sense that you lose control of yourself. You're never happy. You're wishing for too much. That's one aspect. The other aspect, or another way that we could interpret the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahu alam, is that there will be many stories of rags to riches, rags to riches. So one day a person is barefoot, naked, destitute, herding cattle. And this is in no way derogatory against people who herd cattle. Every prophet was a shepherd, because it teaches you a lot of humility and many life skills. What it means is you will be a very simple individual with only the basics. And next day you're competing with others in the construction of buildings. This per se is not in any way a negative reflection of such people. If Allah opens up your taqdeer, as they say, if Allah opens up your fortunes, and one day you're dirt poor and the next day you're super rich, then good luck to you, as long as you do with that wealth that which is correct. But many times people lose their way as a result of this. We know that gambling is impermissible in Islam, but almost every mega winner, you know, the one who was who didn't have more than 5 rands in his pocket, nothing in the bank, and went and bought a lotto ticket, and all of a sudden he wins 50 million. It's like, wow. And then 5 years later, bankrupt. Why? Firstly, there's no blessings in illegal gains. But secondly, that person doesn't know how to manage the transition from one extreme to another extreme. So they squander the wealth. So this kind of situation, when it becomes more prevalent, it's a sign that we are coming close to the hour, coming close to Qiyamah. Lesson to learn: have ambition, but keep it within check. Have ambition, but for the right reasons. And if Allah opens your way, use it to do good and use it to invest in your hereafter. Don't lose yourself because you've suddenly become rich and you suddenly become the recipient of the bounties of Allah, and then you put yourself in a position where you're far worse off than you were at the outset. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.